The Story of Malika Sheba. The Hoopoe and the Certain News. The Hoopoe did not wait long until he arrived. After his absence from the procession of the Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him. The Prophet of God was Solomon, peace be upon him. He promised to punish him severely. If he has no excuse. The Hoopoe said, explaining the reason for his delay. She got what she didn't get. I have come to you from Sheba with certain news. Ibn Kathir, may God have mercy on him, said. That is, I saw what you and your soldiers did not see. I have come to you from Sheba with certain news. That is, news that is true, true and certain. These words are directed by the Hoopoe to the Prophet of God, Solomon. And the Prophet of God Solomon. God has given him a kingdom that no one in the world has given him. In response to his prayer for what he said. He said, My Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom that no one after me should have. You are the illusion. So we subjected to him the wind, which ran smoothly at his command wherever it struck. And the devils are every builder and diver. Others are in handcuffs. This is our giving, so whoever or withholds it without reckoning. However, the Hoopoe tells him, Put down what you did not put down. Yes. A young person may have knowledge that an older person has not attained. Science is its foundation that no one should mistake. It is what God Almighty says. And you have not been given knowledge except a little. And his saying, Glory be to him, is knowing above all those who have knowledge. It is not necessary for the elder to be more knowledgeable than the younger. Nor vice versa. Obtaining education is not related to age. The young may attain what the elder did not attain. The Prophet of God, Solomon, was not arrogant towards the Hoopoe. He was the one who threatened to kill him. If he does not provide an excuse for his absence. But listen to him. Then he sought to verify the news he brought. Some popular proverbs in societies. People learned that the old is always more knowledgeable than the young. It is frowned upon for a young person to bring knowledge that an old person does not know. Or the younger one seeks advice from the older one and teaches him. This is false and contrary to Sharia law. Therefore, we have to verify the meanings of the popular proverbs that we use. There is truth and falsehood in it. As for what is in accordance with Sharia law, it is right. As for what contradicts the Sharia, it is invalid. It is not appropriate for a Muslim to present popular proverbs. It is a right that cannot be debated or responded to. Rather, it is not appropriate for him to present popular proverbs that contradict Sharia. On the purified law issued by the All-Knowing, the All-Wise, glory be to him. Parents must accept the truth that comes from their children. If it is in accordance with Sharia, they are not seen as children who have not yet known life. The young grows up and the ignorant learns. May God bless the fathers and mothers by guiding their children and setting them on the path of the righteous. Children learn knowledge that neither fathers nor mothers know, due to the difference in upbringing and environment. In this case, it is not appropriate to receive this blessing by responding and being arrogant under the pretext that they are young. The father of Abraham, peace be upon him, signed. In such bad behavior in response to what Abraham, peace be upon him, brought. Abraham, peace be upon him, said to my father. O my father, knowledge has come to me that has not come to you. So follow me and I will guide you to a straight path. But the old age into which Abraham's father, peace be upon him, fell. It made him reject the truth that Abraham, peace be upon him, brought. He replied to his son by saying, I desire you from my gods, O Abraham. If you do not finish, I will stone you and leave me. This response is similar or close to it. It is issued by some fathers and mothers with different wording. But they all revolve around this meaning that those who preceded them said. Rather, they said, we found our fathers on his mother. We are guided by their tracks. Likewise, we did not send before you any warner to any town. Except that the wealthy said, we found our fathers on his mother. We will follow their footsteps. The hoopoe spoke with knowledge that reached the level of certainty for him. He said to the prophet of God, Solomon, peace be upon him. I have come to you from Sheba with certain news. Thus, we should speak and engage in knowledgeable dialogue. He reached the level of certainty among us. Especially if the talk concerns others. It is not enough to say. So and so said or I heard. Such expressions are condemned in Islamic law. Abu Masud, may God be pleased with him, said. I heard the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, say. What a miserable ride a man claims. Narrated by Abu Dawood. Al-Mazari, may God have mercy on him, said. It was usually a group of people. If they speak something they hear from others. They did not know his health. They say. They claimed that the case was Cade and Kate. Or so-and-so claimed that he heard such and such. Or he saw such and such. And so on. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, forbade them. To speak words that they do not know are true. Speaking with knowledge reaches the level of certainty. When talking about people, it is necessary to disparage them. In their symptoms or morals. Or challenge their religion. He described them with titles of innovation, coordination, or other names. A person is not exempt from being held accountable for his words. Under the pretext that this talk is widespread among people. And we have in the Alifki incident. What happened to our mother Aisha is an example. The hypocrites cut us off in presenting it. Some of the companions repeated this statement without confirmation. So the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, stayed over them. The penalty for defamation is 80 lashes. The Quran was revealed blaming the believers. In the way they deal with this great efki. Teach them the etiquette of dealing with the news. Which criticizes the honor of Muslims when they hear it. And he said, glory be to him. If it were not for you hearing it. Believing men and women think of themselves as good. And they said, this is your clear statement. This is the first literature. To think well of those whose history we know. With goodness, honesty, good character and religion. Let us not rush to believe anything. It contradicts what we know without proof. Ibn Kathir, may God have mercy on him, said. God Almighty said. Lula means hello. When you heard him. That is, what you said. Mother of the believers, may God be pleased with her. Believing men and women think of themselves as good. That is, they measured those words against themselves. If it is not appropriate for them. The mother of the believers is more deserving of disavowal of him. By way of the first and the best. Second literature. Declaration to deny such news. Which disgraces the honor of believing men and believing women. And they said, this is your clear statement. Al-Sadi, may God have mercy on him, said. This is a necessary assumption. When a believer hears about his fellow believer. Such talk. To exonerate him with his tongue. The one who says that is lying. And the Almighty said. Had they not brought four martyrs against him? Since they did not bring martyrs. Those, in the sight of God, are liars. This is the third literature. It is demanding proof of the authenticity of the news. Ibn Kathir, may God have mercy on him, said. God Almighty said. Lola. Yes, hello. They came upon him. That is, according to what they said. With four martyrs. They bear witness to the validity of what they brought. Since they did not bring martyrs. Those, in the sight of God, are liars. That is, in the judgment of God, they are immoral liars. And other etiquettes mentioned in the verses of Surat Al-Nur. In the literature of dealing with news that challenges people's symptoms. Did the Honorable Sister comply? With this etiquette in dealing with the news you hear. About the people around you. Have you denied talking to people and criticizing their symptoms? I asked her for proof that what she said was true. Did you defend believers, male and female? Who do you know about their bright history? And their good morals and religion? When their symptoms are challenged. There may come a day when you need someone who thinks well of you. He defends you and defends your honor. These days. The debt is refundable either in this world or in the afterlife. Most people go to hell. The harvest of their tongues. But. What is the certain news that the hoopoe brought? Did he bring it with joy or condemnation? How did the prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him, deal with him? With this news. We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. The story of the Queen of Sheba. With the prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him.